Hi, everyone. While I'm taking a break over the Thanksgiving holiday, I wanted to reissue this show that came out earlier this year about getting your credit in shape before getting a mortgage. Many of you are looking to become a homeowner. Maybe that's a goal that you have for next year. If so, getting your credit in tip-top shape is a really important part of that process. So I hope you enjoy the show. And if you're in the United States, happy Thanksgiving. If you're eager to move into your dream home, preparing your credit for a mortgage approval should definitely be on your agenda. It's a key factor for getting the best low-rate loan for your home. But building credit doesn't happen overnight, so early preparation is critical. This topic has definitely been on my mind because although I own a good bit of real estate, my husband and I are renting an apartment in downtown Austin. But we'll probably buy a place within the next year. And I want our credit to be as squeaky clean as possible so we get a great primary mortgage. In this podcast, I'll give you 6 tips for building credit before you apply for a mortgage so you get a loan that costs as little as possible. Today's episode is brought to you by M1 Finance, a new online broker that automates your investments. Once you tell M1 Finance what stocks and ETFs you want in your portfolio, they keep you balanced automatically as you put money in and take money out. And M1 Finance does all of this with no commissions, just a low annual fee of 0.35%. Visit m1finance.com/money. right now and get your first 6 months of service for free. M1 Finance is a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. No matter if you're a seasoned homeowner or are looking for your very first property, improving your credit scores ahead of a mortgage application can pay off big time. Here's an example. Let's say you get a $250,000 fixed-rate mortgage for 30 years at 4% interest. Your monthly payment for principal and interest will be about $1,200. But if you get the same mortgage for just 3% interest, you'd pay close to $1,000, saving nearly $200 per month. If you keep that loan for the full 30-year term, paying just 1% less in interest would allow you to save $50,000 instead of needlessly paying it to your lender. Before you pull the trigger on a mortgage application, use these 6 tips to prepare and build your credit scores. Tip number 1, check your credit reports. This is the first place you've got to start. When you're shopping for a mortgage, lenders review your entire credit reports, not just your credit scores. So the first step to getting a great home loan is to get familiar with what's currently on your credit reports with the 3 nationwide credit bureaus: Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Always know what's in your credit history before a potential lender does. Federal law requires the big bureaus to give you a free credit report every 12 months if you request it. Now, you can get the reports from each of the bureau websites, or you can access all of them at annualcreditreport.com. Your credit scores are based entirely on the information in your credit reports, such as your account balances, payment history, and legal information like liens, judgments, and bankruptcies in your past. That's why it's so important to make sure your credit reports are correct. You probably won't know which of your credit reports a mortgage lender will examine, and they could look at all of them. So I recommend that you review all 3. Especially if you've never pulled them, or maybe it's been a while. One piece of information that you will not see in your credit reports is your credit score. You typically have to pay for that. However, I'll mention some terrific resources to get free credit scores in just a moment. Okay, tip number 2, correct credit report errors quickly. When you view or download your credit reports, check them for errors very, very carefully. Look for accounts that are not yours, incorrect account balances, misapplied late payments, or anything else that you simply don't recognize or think looks a little strange. If you see a mistake, report it immediately. Credit investigations can take up to 45 days, so the earlier you submit a dispute, the better. Each bureau is required to automatically notify the other 2 about disputes, so you only need to submit it once. If you have old debt in collections, that's a huge red flag to potential home lenders. They may deny your mortgage application altogether or quote you a very high interest rate. So consider paying off any past due balances or negotiating a settlement with your creditors. Arranging a lump sum payment or a monthly payment agreement won't remove bad debt from your credit report, but it does help clean it up. Even after you pay off a credit account, it stays on your credit report for many years. Debts with positive payment history stay on your file for 10 years, and those with negative information remain for 7 years after the date you originally became delinquent. Even though debt in collections causes your credit scores to plummet, it can be overshadowed by newer, positive information over time. In other words, rebuilding your credit is a long-term endeavor, and you may need to wait for your scores to rebound before buying a home if you want the best rate and terms. If you've got old debt and you're really not sure how to handle it, I did a podcast called The Statute of Limitations and Four Options for Old Debt that I think could really help you. It's episode number 398. Tip number three, understand what credit scores lenders want to see. When a mortgage lender orders your credit report, they can also purchase different types of credit scores. Scores help lenders summarize the data in your credit report and easily evaluate the risk of doing business with you. There are hundreds of different credit scoring models created by the credit bureaus and other companies. Two popular products that you may have heard of for mortgage underwriting are FICO and VantageScore. Each type of credit score uses a different score range and evaluates you a little differently. For instance, the FICO score, it ranges from 300 to 850, and it's calculated on the following criteria and percentages. It looks at your payment history and gives that 35% of the weight. It looks at the amounts that you owe, that's 30%. It evaluates the length of your credit history, which is 15%. It looks at new credit requests, that's 10%. And then the types of credit accounts that you have is 10%. So you may be wondering, what's a good FICO score to have? Well, here are the ranges and what they mean to lenders. If your score is rock bottom, it's at 300 and it goes up to 579, that shows that you're a very risky borrower. If your score ranges from 580 up to 669, that shows that you're a somewhat risky borrower. If your score is 670 to 739, that's an average or low-risk borrower. If your score is 740 to 799, that shows that you are a very dependable borrower. And if you have the highest scores out there, if your range is from 800 up to 850, which, as I mentioned, is the top FICO score, that means that you are an exceptional borrower. Home buyers with FICO score of 740 or above usually qualify for the best rates, but there's no cutoff score or no hard line used by all lenders. Plus, there are additional factors used to determine your interest rate and loan terms, such as your income, job stability, and total debt. I'll talk more about that in a moment. And an increasing number of companies, services, and apps are hopping on the free credit score bandwagon. For instance, Credit Karma offers free reports and scores from TransUnion and Equifax. Credit Sesame offers free credit reports and scores from TransUnion. And Quizzle offers free credit reports from TransUnion and a free VantageScore credit score. Additionally, a lot of credit card issuers like American Express, Chase, Citi, Discover, and Bank of America offer FICO or other types of scores for free when you get certain products. So find out which scores your preferred lender will use and get yours. Even if it's not free, even if you have to pay $30 or $40 for it, it's worthwhile to understand how you can improve your credit health ahead of your mortgage application. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org. Hey there, I want to tell you about one of my favorite podcasts, Freakonomics Radio. Every week, host and best-selling author Stephen Dubner dives into the hidden side of business, economics, and so much more. He interviews CEOs, historians, and Nobel laureates to explore all kinds of topics, like why the best employees can make the worst bosses, and how whales went from being economic engines to environmental icons. If you're a curious person looking to better understand the world around you, you'll find everything you're looking for on Freakonomics Radio. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Tip number four, reduce your credit utilization. I mentioned that your payment history is one of the most important factors in the calculation of your FICO score. Paying your credit obligations on time is a powerful way to boost your credit, so never let any bill slip through the cracks, especially when a mortgage may be in your future. After payment history, your credit utilization is the next essential factor to watch. This is the percentage of your available credit in use. For example, if your credit card has a $10,000 line of credit and you have a $5,000 balance on that card, your utilization is 50%. The optimal credit utilization is about 20% or less. So paying the balance down to $2,000, which would be a 20% ratio, that would result in a quick boost to your credit scores. Another important strategy is to avoid closing any credit accounts before getting a mortgage. While it might seem like having fewer accounts would make you appear more attractive to a lender, it can actually work against you. Canceling an account could significantly reduce your available credit, which would cause your credit utilization to skyrocket and your scores to go down. So play it safe and wait until after you move into your new home to close any unwanted accounts. Also, having a mix of revolving accounts, these are things like credit cards and lines of credit, and installment loans like auto loans, personal loans, or student loans, helps your credit. So if you close all of your credit cards, that could negatively affect your scores. To have the best scores, you need to have both types of accounts. You need revolving accounts and installment loans with positive payment history. Remember that even a small drop in your credit scores could put you in a lower bracket that results in a higher interest rate, costing you tens of thousands of additional dollars over the life of your mortgage. If you want to learn more about the role of credit utilization and credit cards, I did an episode about this. It's called How Many Credit Cards Should You Have for Good Credit? That's episode number 408. I definitely recommend going back and listening to that one if you missed it. Tip number five is cut your debt-to-income ratio. Having great credit is great, but it won't get you approved for a mortgage if your debt is out of control. Lenders use a formula called your debt-to-income ratio, or DTI, which shows how your housing expenses and your total monthly debt obligations stack up against how much you earn. The housing part, or what's called the front-end ratio, shows what percentage of your income would go toward your expenses such as a monthly mortgage payment, property taxes, association dues, and home insurance. Then the second type of ratio is called the total or back-end ratio. That shows what percentage of your income would go toward all your debts, like a mortgage, car loan, student loan, and credit cards. For example, if all your monthly obligations total $25,000 per year, and you earn $50,000 a year, your back-end DTI is 50%. Common DTI thresholds are 25% for just your housing costs and 36% for all of your debt. Now, if you exceed these percentages, you may need to pay down some debt in order to get approved for a mortgage or to reduce your interest rate. However, depending on variables like your credit score, down payment, and type of loan, you may get approved with higher ratios. So do these calculations for yourself before you apply for a mortgage so you'll have an idea where you are. Before we cover the last tip, I want to thank Harry's for making this show possible. If you haven't heard of them before, Harry's was started by two best friends, Jeff and Andy, who were fed up with being overcharged for razors. So they started their own razor company to give people what they deserve. A great shave at a fair price. Harry's makes the absolute perfect gift because their products are high quality and very practical, but at a super reasonable price. This holiday, Harry's is offering a limited edition shaving set. Here's what you get: a midnight blue chrome razor handle, which you can actually get engraved with initials, 3 of Harry's German-engineered 5-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave, foaming shave gel that smells amazing, and a beautifully designed gift box. All of this for $30 at harrys.com. They also offer handles and sets starting at just $10 that would make great stocking stuffers. As a special offer for fans of Money Girl, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter code MONEY at checkout. And if you act now, you can even get free shipping until December 8th. Go to harrys.com right now to get a limited edition holiday shave set while supplies last. And don't forget to enter MONEY at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com, code MONEY. Tip number 6, shop strategically for a mortgage. This last tip is to carefully plan when you'll apply for and shop different mortgage lenders. Applying for a new credit account is called a hard inquiry, and it dings your scores. However, you kind of get a break when you shop for a loan because a cluster of similar applications completed within a short period of time, maybe like 2 to 3 weeks, won't hurt you nearly as much. Credit scoring models recognize this typical shopping behavior, and they don't penalize you for comparing offers. So come up with a list of lenders that you want to shop and then apply for multiple loans pretty quickly. Also, this is not the time to shop for a new car, open retail store cards, or new credit cards. Wait until after you've moved into your new home to make any new credit requests so they don't spoil your credit report or your mortgage terms. Remember that every credit score point counts. Use these tips as far in advance of buying a home as possible to avoid getting turned down for a mortgage or just paying more than you really should. For more tips on how to review, repair, and build your credit, check out my Credit Score Survival Kit. It's a multimedia tutorial that includes a video, audio, and ebook that teaches you 3 smart and legitimate strategies to build excellent credit. The kit is a free resource I created for you. Just text the phrase credit score with no space to the number 33444. Again, text the phrase credit score to the number 33444 and you'll instantly get my free credit score survival kit. I want to thank everyone who submitted 5-star reviews in iTunes this month because they really mean a lot to me. If you're getting value from the show, please support it with a quick review. That helps the show stay visible and allows new listeners to find us and get the financial information and inspiration they need to live a richer life. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.